Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is generally mild, with clear skies allowing for a pleasant day outside. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are warm, while Jerusalem enjoys a cooler breeze. In Haifa, the day is set to be sunny and comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, Hezbollah has not given up the fight despite a ceasefire. The group continues to rearm, presenting challenges beyond the ceasefire. Also, Ynet reports that two IDF reservists were killed and four seriously wounded by a Hezbollah explosive in southern Lebanon earlier today. Also this hour, Walla reports that Minister Katz has demanded to know why IDF soldiers entered a booby-trapped building in Lebanon, sparking an investigation. Separately, Yemen's Houthis have fired a missile at two Saudi oil tankers, as reported by I-24 News earlier today. And finally, from Forward, a top ally of Prime Minister Netanyahu has been accused of attempting to undermine the IDF. This follows a controversial announcement by Defense Minister Israel Katz. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reported just minutes ago that Lebanese civilians entered Al-Mansouri inside the Israeli security zone. This occurred without prior public information, prompting renewed IDF operations after a ceasefire violation. In a post from earlier, Ynet Global revealed that a CATS aide intervened for a dismissed reservist, asking him to publicly praise the minister. This move appears aimed at stopping criticism from pro-government activists. The Times of Israel updated 41 minutes ago that Vance denied reports of a confrontation with Netanyahu, describing their meeting as pleasant but direct. Let's go deeper into these headlines, starting with Hezbollah. Israel Hayom notes that despite a weakened state since October 7th, Hezbollah's commitment to its worldview remains unchanged. Negotiations with Lebanon might offer a window of opportunity, but the group's continued rearming poses a persistent threat to regional stability. Turning to the tragic incident in Lebanon, Ynet provides details on the explosion by Hezbollah that killed two IDF reservists in Majd al-Zun. This event has led to accusations against Hezbollah for violating the ceasefire. The incident underscores the ongoing volatility along the Israeli-Lebanese border. Meanwhile, Walla reports an investigation into the circumstances leading IDF soldiers into a booby-trapped building. Minister Katz has demanded answers, questioning whether standard procedures were followed. This investigation could reveal critical gaps in operational protocols. Separately, I-24 News highlights the escalating tensions in the Gulf as Yemen's Houthis launched a missile at Saudi oil tankers. The attack underscores ongoing regional threats and the broader implications for global oil supplies. Finally, the Forward discusses internal political strife in Israel, focusing on an ally of Netanyahu accused of undermining the IDF. The controversy stems from Defense Minister Katz's recent controversial announcement, raising questions about internal cohesion within the Israeli government. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports an alarming rise in workplace bullying in Israel. The issue spans from government offices to high-profile locations, highlighting a growing concern in the labor market. Separately, CTEC announces a groundbreaking test of Israel's Arrow defense system. This successful trial aims to maintain Israel's technological edge as the nation ramps up production of next-generation interceptors. And finally, Maariv Business reveals that despite the cost of living, Israeli public spending surged to an unprecedented level in July. This indicates a robust consumer confidence, even amid economic challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.